dumps it deep, wide open, target in the end zone. It's a touchdown to Colwood. That pass goes 18 yards, and Valley scores first in the 2014 Show Me Bowl.
Pekek asking for the set and rips it cross court. Otek digs it out, gets it back, rips it up, and wins it for St. Pius. 25-10 in the second set, and St. Pius sweeps North County. The Lancers back in the state brackets for the fifth straight season.
3, 2, 1, go!
Monk against the four-man front with the ball on the left hash, takes the snap, steps up, flush from the pocket, running left, now got a room up the middle, 15-10 to the five, to the house, he runs over a defender who can't get up, and Missouri's got the lead.
Here's the pitch. Off speed, swung on, lifted high in the air, left fielder going back, looking up, it's off the pole and a home run. A two-run jack by Minor Sagan to walk off the West County Bulldogs to the state quarterfinal. Three for Aaron Booth, doesn't go. Rebound Mineral Area College, and now it's just a waiting game. 5 seconds left, Janika Mason holds the ball, and your Mineral Area College Cardinals are Region 16 tournament champions.
Time now for a presentation of Regional Radio Sports.
Welcome you to Yanks Field in St. Genevieve. That is the host, the home of the Class 4 District 2 High School Baseball Playoffs. It's a doubleheader of semifinal action today on Regional Radio. We are on AM 800 KREI, and we are also on AM 1400 KJFF. We're going to get started with the Vestas Tigers, the number one seed in this tournament. And they are going to be the home team at Yanks Field. Their opposition, the number four-seeded Central Rebels. We had a chance to speak with both coaches, and we'll get to that before we get too far down the line. I'll have the call for you in Game 1 today. I'm Greg Armbruster, Sean Malone alongside. Sean, here we are back at this gorgeous turf field in St. Genevieve once again.
And thank God for this gorgeous turf field, because we may not be playing today. I don't know what the conditions are at Potosi, but with the amount of rain that we've gotten these past couple of days, and not forgetting the fact that last week we got a lot of rain as well. No idea what that field is like. It could be all puddled up for all we know. But the infield here, obviously turf, including the mound and the base path, so you don't have to worry about that. And even pregame, I walked around on the outfield a little bit, and it seems like it's good. It's nice and dry. It's not torn up at all. So fortunately, we do have this new field allowing us to play baseball on this absolutely beautiful day.
And one common thing, talking to both head coaches, the teams are eager, chomping at the bit, to say the least. We're set for a 4 o'clock first pitch before we get too far down the line. We're going to take a short pause, and we'll catch up with the head coach of the Festus Tigers, Mr. Jeff Montgomery, up next on Regional Radio.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail the vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Getting set for Game 1 of a doubleheader today on Regional Radio, Class 4 District 2 High School Baseball semifinal action. First up, we'll have Festus taking on Central. Standing alongside in our Regional Radio pregame show, Coach Montgomery of the Festus Tigers. Coach, what's your thoughts about facing a Central team a couple of days later than we all thought?
You know, well, I thought Saturday they were a real scrappy team. You know, they do a lot of things. They're young. I think they're maybe a little ahead of schedule, but they've had a good season. They got three or four kids swing the bat really well. We pitch well and throw strikes and play defense. I think we'll be in good shape.
What's the game plan for your squad coming in? I know a long layoff for you guys, so are you concerned about any rust?
Not really. You know, I mean, we scrimmaged a little bit Friday. This is a hungry group. I think they're destined to really want to prove something. And, you know, I think we've been waiting for this all year, and I think they're going to have some fire in their bellies to play. A lot of teams don't have this. They've all been waiting to play, so we're all in the same boat.
Any thought that you put into playing on this turf field in St. Genevieve today?
Not really. I mean, these kids have played enough on it where it's not really an issue. You know, I think you get truer hops, so hopefully it'll make us better.
Yeah, I've noticed a couple of times I've watched games here, defense becomes a little bit more important playing on this field. Is that something you guys have talked about?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think you keep the ball in the infield. You know, we may play a little deeper with our defense. But, you know, I mean, I think it, you know, it's hopefully it'll be a truer game and, you know, we'll get some better hops and be able to hit the ball on the ground, make things happen.
So who are you going to send out to start this one?
Devin Williams is going to pitch. He's been our one, you know, basically all year. He's a tough competitor and knows how to pitch, and I expect him to throw well, do well.
Yeah, his numbers have been astounding, to say the least, this year. He's definitely been your horse. Are you looking for him to definitely eat up some innings today?
Absolutely. You know, he's thrown real well the last few games. He's, you know, well-rested, as all of our pitchers are, which is a positive. So we've got everybody available, and we're just going to give it everything we got, win two games.
Here you guys are in the semifinals of your district, a possible berth in the championship on the line. Both Festus and Central are fairly young teams. Do you feel like maybe you're ahead of schedule, as you mentioned Central was?
Maybe a little bit, but I don't know if that's fair to our seniors. You know, they want to win it this year, and they want to make some noise. And they've been around a while, and I think they deserve that. So I think we're going to try to go out and do something for them.
Have you noticed the seniors take a leadership role, rather maybe vocally or leading by example coming into this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've they've done a better job all year with that. They know how to play the game. You know, I think they're going to hold everybody accountable, and, you know, we'll be ready to go.
At this point in the year, when you have a team like you have here, an experienced group of seniors that want to get this done, is it kind of like sit back and, you know, let them do what they do?
That's exactly right. I mean, you got to kind of let them play a little bit, you know, not hover over them. And, you know, I think you can overcoach a little bit at some point. You know, you got to let them play. And I think the kids are confident, and I think they'll do a good job.
Head coach of the Festus Tigers, Coach Jeff Montgomery. We'll have more pregame up next.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Back with more pregame set for the doubleheader for Class 4 District 2 High School Baseball from Yanks Field. We heard from the head coach of the Festus Tigers. Now let's talk about the head coach of their opponent, the Central Rebels, Mr. Ronnie Calvert. How you guys feeling? A couple of days late to get this one in, but it's a gorgeous day to play some ball.
We're ready to go. This is a beautiful field to play on, so I think our kids are excited about that, not having to play in a swamp somewhere. And the couple days off, I think, really helped us, really benefited us. We were able to practice on a couple things that maybe we weren't as crispy as we would like to have been. So we're coming in ready to go today.
You know, a term that I've heard used about these four teams that I hadn't heard leading up was they're ahead of schedule. Do you feel like that's true for your team?
I'm not really sure exactly what you mean by ahead of schedule.
Doing better than you thought?
I would say we're about where I thought we might be. I think coming into this season, with us being as young as we are from top to bottom, there's a lot of unanswered questions. And I think our young guys have really done a good job of stepping up and filling roles that maybe going into the season they didn't plan on having to fill. So I guess ahead of schedule may be the right word. I don't know if that's the right terminology, but I'm happy with where we are right now.
Looking at your season as an overall, how important was Drew Jaco to your team?
He was very important. He was any time your 3- and 4-hole guys can produce, you know, if they're not producing, it makes it tougher to score runs. But your 3-hole and your 4-hole, you would like to be very tough outs all year long. And a couple guys in the middle of our lineup have been tough outs, and their average and RBIs and walks and all that represent that. So Drew's been awesome for us, being able to play a position that's tough to play, like center field, and navigate out there all the ground that needs to be navigated. He does a great job of that, kind of the anchor for our outfield.
It's time to come back to Yanks Field. We are speeding up the process in St. Genevieve, and we're going to start this game as close to 4 o'clock as we possibly can. On that note, we're going to go ahead and start the starting lineups for both of these two teams. We'll start with Central, since they're stepping up to bat first. And leading off, Nick Haney, the left fielder, batting .244 on the season in the two spot. Holden Mayberry, a .305 hitter, playing shortstop. In the three hole, a .402 hitter, Drew Jaco, the center fielder for the Rebels. And cleanup is Keenan Johnson, batting .310 on the season. He'll play at first base. Number five spot in the lineup is Tanner Smith. He'll play at third base today. Six is Jace Bland, the right fielder, a .277 hitter. 7-8-9 goes Dylan Mannion. He'll be pitching today. The eight spot is Garrett Bowen, the catcher. And the DH in the nine spot is Aaron Bowles. On the flip side of that, for the Festus Tigers, leading off will be the second baseman, Tyler Rystrom, a .359 hitter. In the two spot, Cameron Beck, the shortstop for Festus. The three hitter is Brennan Pryor, the center fielder for the Tigers. The cleanup hitter, Colin Mann, he'll be the catcher. Batting .322 in the five hole, Elijah Richeson, the left fielder. Sixth spot is Chandler Dix, the third baseman. 7-8-9 goes Abe Krause, the DH. Kevin Link at first base. And Andrew Douglas, the right fielder, your Crown Collision starting lineups on regional radio. Devin Williams, the starting pitcher for the Festus Tigers today. He will not be in the batting order, but he will be on the mound. He comes in with a phenomenal stat line coming into today. He has a 6-2 record, a 1.11 ERA, has thrown two complete games, 49 strikeouts over 40 innings, and has an opponent batting average of just .188. Sean? He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's pretty good. And the best way to approach someone who's pretty good, try to get him out of the game. Eat a lot of pitches, fight off a lot of pitches that could be strike three if you put it in, or if you put it into play, it could be a ground out. Fight it off foul, stay alive. Try to get him worked early and try and get him out of the game early. Because if you come in with the game plan of trying to hit this guy, you're going to have a bad time.
And I imagine that was one phrase that was used in the central bus ride in the central dugout was plate discipline. I imagine that was something that's gone. They've gone over quite a bit.
And that goes beyond just trying to put a ball in play when it's down the middle or taking a ball that's on the outside. You got to get those 50-50 balls and you got to foul them off to stay alive. Williams is a fantastic pitcher, but not every pitch is going to be thrown, perfectly painting the corner. He's going to eventually leave you one down the middle or leave one a little bit upstairs or throw one on the outside. And that's why you got to learn to fight off pitches, make it a foul ball, so that way you don't all of a sudden, go down on three pitches, go down on four or five pitches. Extend the at-bat and see if you have a chance to put the ball in play.
And a young lineup for the Central Rebels trying to come into their own in the postseason. The Festus Tigers, they've got a couple of phenomenal athletes. One of them we'll see on the mound, and Devin Williams, the left fielder. Elijah Richeson, another phenomenal athlete. You got Brennan Pryor. You can go up and down the list of all the great athletes on this Festus Tiger baseball team. Looking at the stat line for Devin Williams, we told you about his record, but when you look at his batting stats, one at bat all season long, so that he is a specialist, the least.
He's here just to pitch, and that's something you probably won't see until the next level, typically. Usually these pitchers down at this level, they're just good all-around athletes, good enough to hit in the lineup, maybe not towards the top of the lineup like some teams do have, but typically they're doing some batting as well, but not Williams, just straight-up pitcher.
And we're going to see how special this specialist is today on regional radio. I have yet to see him throw this year. We saw Festus at the Wood Bat, and they threw Elijah Richeson that night. He looked pretty good, and he's the number two.
Yeah, Williams, we went over his stat line before. Phenomenal. I mean, it's just about as good as it gets. This guy's probably the best pitcher in the region.
Yeah, we did a great deal of research on him leading up to this one, to say the least. And it'd be interesting to see if he settles in early on in this one, or if Central can get to him early. Hard to say. Festus, the home team in our first of two semifinal games. They're going to wear the black tops with the gold trim, black numbers, gold stitching, and the white pants, Central, and the gray road uniforms with the red trim and red lettering. We're about to get underway. The first pitch coming up very soon as Central will lead off this game with Nick Haney, the left fielder, a .244 hitter, a .350 on base percentage. He'll be the first batter we see. Williams, the right-hander. Haney, the lefty. Here's the first from Williams. cut on and lifted down the third base line, and the shortstop going over to make the play. And one pitch, one out, as Cameron Beck camps out under it for the first out of the contest.
And that's exactly what they want from Williams, you know, being on the other side. He wants quick outs. He wants to see if he can last this entire game, you know, get out quickly and pitch the entire game, so that way his team will be fresh tomorrow.
I'll see Holden
assuming
Mayberry.
Assuming they win and move on.
Holden Mayberry steps up, a 305 hitter, as Williams is set to bring it to the plate. This one's high for ball one.
He's got a lot of heat behind that fastball. You could hear the pop of the catcher's mitt.
See how he approaches Mayberry, the right-hander, righty-righty matchup. One down in the inning. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Right down the middle for strike one. Evens it up. One ball and one strike. So far, healthy fastball.
Very healthy fastball. Not a lot of movement to it, but definitely got some heat behind it.
See if he mixes it up here. And this one's cut on and hit. Oh, a great diving catch by Cameron Beck to save a base hit. And Mayberry was robbed. Beck lays out for the second out of the inning. What a play right there.
Yeah, that one was hit straight back up the middle, but looped a little bit. It was definitely low, but it wasn't a screaming line drive up the middle, allowing Beck to take a couple steps to his left and full out Superman dive for that one.
Awesome catch for the second out of the inning. That brings us to Drew Jaco, the only guy in the lineup for Central, over 400 at 402, a 495 on base percentage. With two down in the inning, Williams kicks and fires. Comes with a breaking ball to start off the at-bat to Jaco, going backwards here. Falls behind 1-0 as that one's downstairs. Williams peers in, gives Mann a nod, and brings it to the plate. This one's cut on, hit down left field. Richardson's watching one trail over the top of his head, and see you later. Jaco, a one-run blast off of that fastball. Sayonara, forget about it. Touch them all, Drew Jaco. Central, the 1-0 lead, and they come out of the dugout to meet him at home plate.
Wow, he just ripped that one. He definitely read that perfectly. Coming out of Williams' hands, and it looked like it was a breaking ball that it didn't have quite the break on it that I was hoping. Left upstairs a little bit.
He mashed that one. What a rip there from Jaco to get this one started. Now we'll see Keenan Johnson, who's set to sign to continue his collegiate career tomorrow with Lindenwood Belleville. See what he does. Now that Central up 1-0 after the Jaco solo blast. Here's the pitch. Called strike. Gets ahead 0-1 to Keenan Johnson. Drew Jaco, that was his first home run of the season. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Williams. Ripped on, foul, and out of play. That one just cleared the left field wall out there. They got out in a hurry. 0-2 count to the cleanup hitter, Keenan Johnson. Williams brings it to the plate. Swing and a miss for strike number three and the third out of the inning, but not before the damage is done. Central grabs a 1-0 lead off of Drew Jaco's solo shot. Score is 1-0 after the top of the first. We'll go to the bottom of inning number one, and we'll see the Festus Tigers for the first time with Tyler Rystrom, Cameron Beck, and Brennan Fryer up next on Regional Radio.
You are the master. Your masterpiece, the 2 acres of lawn right outside your door.
Ooh, nice job, honey.
Thanks.
You take pride in your property.
I couldn't do it without my lawn equipment.
You couldn't?
Nope, couldn't do it.
He couldn't do it.
Fleeg's Equipment in St. Genevieve and soon in Ludington has what you need to become the master. Hustler, Cub Cadet, Case IH, and more.
Woo! Now that is one beautiful lawn!
Online 24-7 at Fleegs.com.
Welcome back to Regional Radio, KREI Farmington and KJFF Festus, as the Central Rebels take a one-run lead. It's 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the first. The one run coming off the stick of Drew Jaco, his first home run of the season, a solo shot with two down in the first. And now Festus will get their first chance to step up to the plate for Central. On the mound, it's Dylan Mannion. The youngster brings a 4-4 record to this game, a 4.34 ERA, and his strikeout to walk ratio, he's looking at 40-14 coming into this game. For the Festus Tigers to lead off, Tyler Rystrom, a 359 hitter. He's playing second base today. He'll be followed by Cameron Beck and Brennan Pryor. If anybody gets on, we'll see Colin Mann in the four spot. So Rystrom steps in. The right-handed hitter faces Mannion, the lefty. Here's the first from Mannion. This one's cut on and lifted out of play down the right side. Mannion, the left-hander for Central, steps back on the rubber as Rystrom steps back into the box. The 0-1 pitch from Mannion. Swing and a miss that time. Gets ahead 0-2.
I like these uniforms that are being worn in this game by Central. It's gray, but it's got a bit of a pattern to it as well if you look really closely.
Sophomore Mannion brings the 0-2 to the plate. Outside, a good eye there by Rystrom to lay off that one for a ball. Now a 1-2 count to the leadoff hitter for the Tigers. Mannion kicks and delivers. Breaking ball inside off the mark. Evens it up at 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Try to see if he could get him to chase on that one that starts inside the zone and then broke outside of the zone closer to his knees.
Yeah, Bowen had to slide out a little bit to the left. Here's the 2-2. Strike 3 called on the outside corner for the first down of the inning. Put up the backwards K on Rystrom. Now we'll see Cameron Beck step up, a 351 hitter for the Festus Tigers.
Second, number 20.
It looked like that was a bit inside, and based on his reaction, Rystrom kind of thought the same. He didn't really say anything to the umpire. He just stared off into space like, seriously, that's a strike? Then walked away with his head down.
Now Mannion set to bring one to Cameron Beck, and it's up and away for ball one. An early 1-0 lead for the Central Rebels, just half an inning in the books. Here's the 1-0 pitch down. Skips off the plate, and Mannion falls behind Beck 2-0. The sophomore lefty for Central toes the rubber and kicks and brings it to the plate. This one's cut on and hit into right field. It's going to be a tough play. Sliding up to make the play is Jace Bland for the second out of the inning. We've seen a great defense so far from both sides. Man, a defense that really is a bigger factor when you have this turf on the infield. You get true hops. You get a lot more chances on the defensive side.
Especially neither team plays regularly on this turf field. Neither one is the true home team. It's a neutral site game. But we haven't really seen any opportunities where they have to play it off a hop yet.
Here's the first pitch to Brennan Pryor. He's going to cut this one. It's going to get down in the left center, and it's going to fall down. And a single with 2 outs in the inning for Brennan Pryor. He just blooped one over into the left center gap, and he stands on first base. And that'll bring up Colin Mann in the four spot, the catcher, a 369 hitter.
Yeah, a bit of no man's land right there. Landed right in between Haney, Mayberry, and Jaco. Went straight behind Mayberry where he was playing.
Colin Mann, a 369 hitter, steps in. He's the lefty. We'll see the lefty-lefty matchup as Pryor takes a few steps towards second base. Two down in the inning. Mannion brings it to the plate and gets called strike on the first pitch to Colin Mann. Festus trying to respond after the solo home run in the top half of the first. The 0-1 pitch, a breaking ball called strike. Holy cow, his breaking ball has gotten a lot better.
Yeah, that looked like a bit of a different breaking ball. It seemed like it had a higher arm angle than the ones we saw earlier in this game. Definitely more like a curveball than a slider.
He looks much improved from early in the season. Now he's got an 0-2 count. Here's the pitch, a chopper, and it's going to bounce foul. So we'll go back to the 0-2 count. Everybody retreats back to their original spot. Pryor goes back to first base. Mann comes back to the plate facing an 0-2 count. After fighting off that last pitch foul, Mannion glances over to first. Looks into the catcher, Bowen. Puts the ball in the mitt. Now a pickoff move over to first. Not in time. Just trying to check Pryor back to the bag. Now Mann steps back in. Lefty-lefty with an 0-2 count. Mannion, the pitch. Cut on over to the third baseman. An easy play for Tanner Smith for the third out of the inning. One hit rather, no runs for Festus Central as we go to the top of inning number two. Holds a one-run lead, and will they add to it? We'll find out up next on Regional Radio.
At First State Community Bank, we understand the best way to keep our community strong is to keep things local. We encourage others to shop local and bank local. And from lines of credit to merchant card services, we'll be sure to have the right solution for your small business. Remember, when it comes to your business, success starts here. First State Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at fscb.com. First State Community Bank, success starts here.
Welcome back to Yanks Field on Regional Radio. It's the Class 4 District 2 semifinals today. And as we go to the top of the second inning, the number 4-seeded Central Rebels hold a 1-0 lead over the number 1 seed in this district, the Festus Tigers. The one run coming off the bat of Drew Jaco, his first home run of the season, coming with two out in the bottom of the first. Devin Williams back out on the hill for the Festus Tigers. Their ace, their workhorse, an innings eater for the Festus Tigers this season. A 6-2 record, a 1.11 ERA, and a 188 opponent batting average.
Great numbers, but so far he's going to need a bit of help if he wants to come back in this one and get the victory, because he let that one breaking ball upstairs in the last inning, and Jaco sent it yard.
Yeah, that one, he definitely got all of that. And like you said, during the or following that bat, he definitely picked it up coming out of the hand and saw it all the way, because it wasn't a ball that was very high. It was just hit hard, and it was a frozen rope right over the left center wall. As we get back underway for the Central Rebels, we'll see the number 5 hitter, Tanner Smith. Tanner Smith, a .257 hitter with a .333 on-base percentage. An early 1-0 lead for the Rebels. Just the top of the second. A lot of baseball ahead of us today. Williams looks into man and brings it to the plate. Just a bit high for ball one. A beautiful afternoon as we waited all week to get these games in. Williams looks in. A 1-0 count versus Smith. The pitch. Cut on, fouled back, and out of play. Tanner Smith, one of the young pitchers for Central as well, getting a day at third base this afternoon. Williams with a 1-1 pitch. Looks like Smith was showing bunt just a little bit there and pulled back the last moment. It was about chin high for ball number two. Two balls, one strike on Mr. Tanner Smith.
Dick's playing back a little bit. Let's see if he tries to bunt here, Smith.
The 2-1. A called strike down in the zone. Evens it up at two balls, two strikes.
Too low for Smith to do anything with that one.
Definitely. 2-2 count. No outs in the inning. The pitch. Reaching out to hit this one softly to the second baseman. Fielded cleanly. The play in time. Rystrom over to Link for the first down of the inning.
Bit of a slow roller to Rystrom, so he didn't have to worry about dealing with the bounce off of this turf that he wouldn't typically be used to.
And there's that the defense emphasis coming in, as Coach Montgomery alluded to before the game. Now we see Jace Bland. Made that great catch out in right field in the first. His first pitch of the afternoon. Down and away for a ball. Jace Bland, a .277 hitter, but has a .375 on base percentage. Third on the team with 14 RBI. Williams, the nod to man. Brings the 1-0 to the plate. Reaching down off the shoe tops. A liner down to Link. He fields it cleanly. And just trots over to first for the second out of the inning.
Another ground ball that stayed very low to the ground. Didn't have a lot of hop to it.
Now we see Dylan Mannion step up. He's pitching today. The sophomore batting .213 on the season with a .377 on base percentage. Two down in the inning. Trying to support his own cause. Double batting gloves for Mannion. The righty facing the right-handed Williams. This one's cut on right over the head of the third baseman. Dix was fully extended and just couldn't make the play. And it's a two-out single for Dylan Mannion.
Right down the line. Dix was in perfect position, but like you said, just out of his reach. If he's 2 inches taller, he probably snags that one.
That was just above the web of the glove. Good effort, though.
A fantastic effort. He put everything he had into that jump.
And we're going to see a courtesy runner, and we're going to go from Dylan Mannion to Luke Mannion at first. Stepping up to the plate, Garrett Bowen, the catcher for the Rebels.
It's a little awkward. Go take your brother out of the game. He's too slow.
Right? Mannions have been on this team ever since I've worked here. So with two down in the inning, a runner on first is still a Mannion. Here's the pitch, and this one skips off the plate. Good job by Mann to keep that in front of him. So a 1-0 count on Bowen. Just one RBI for Bowen on the season, a 289 average.
Very good job when you consider the velocity behind Williams' fastball. You got to react really quick when you realize that's not going to be exactly where you want it.
The 1-0 from Williams, cut on and lifted straight up down the left field line and out of play.
Just behind the dugout on the third base side.
A reasonable amount of foul territory at Yanks. Got enough to play, not enough to cause you too much trouble.
Pretty much par for the course if you're designing, I guess, a generic ballpark.
This is it, and it's well done.
Mm-hmm.
So one ball, one strike on Bowen. Two down in the inning. Mannion, Luke Mannion, a few steps towards second base off of first. Williams looks in. Pickoff throw over to first. Not in time as Luke slides in under the tag. A little bit of the mind games. Williams glances back to first. Looks into the plate, the 1-1 pitch. This one's a chopper down to first base. A good play by Link, and that will end the inning. He got a lot of action in this one. He was a part of all three outs. One hit, no runs. It's still 1-0, Park Hill Central over Festus. As we go to the bottom of the second, Elijah Richardson, Chandler Dix, and Abe Krause up next on Regional Radio.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
We go to the bottom of inning number two. It's a 1-0 ball game. Early on, we saw a solo home run with two out in the bottom of the first from Drew Jaco, our own run of the afternoon. Now Festus will get their second opportunity to step to the plate. Their first time up, just one hit, one left on. And now we'll see Elijah Richardson, Chandler Dix, and Abe Krause step to the plate for Festus. Leading off, Elijah Richardson, the left fielder, a 322. Batting average coming into this ball game. He's one of those guys, though, if you get him on base, he's fast enough, he might end up at third before you realize it.
I mean, he's just a great all-around athlete. And last time we covered a game that he was in was against Farmington in the Woodbat tournament.
Oh, that Superman catch, man.
Oh, he made a fantastic catch. And I compared, you know, his build that he has to Jameis Winston, and that's a great compliment for a guy who's still in high school.
Yeah, he has very broad,
mm-hmm.
And he's just a junior.
I mean, as a college coach, you got to look at that and just wonder, you know, you get him on a good workout routine and a nice diet, I mean, this guy could be a really big hitter for you in the outfield.
He checks on the first pitch that he sees. It's low and away. Ball one. Lefty-lefty matchup between the two. A 1-0 count. Mannion brings it to the plate. Another one down. And Bowen has to shuffle to keep that one from getting away from him. Nobody on the base pass, but not a trend you want to see develop. Two balls, no strikes to the leadoff hitter, Richardson. Mannion kicks and delivers. They're going to lay down a bunt as Richardson. It goes foul. That'll be two balls, one strike when he comes back. That thing hopped twice, and he was already touching the first base bag.
It took a bit of a high hop with its initial hop because of the turf, a little bit like a springboard. But you're right, he's just got some serious wheels.
He'll step back in with a 2-1 count. Mannion peers over the top of the glove, kicks and delivers. Breaking ball upstairs, ball three.
And I noticed this in the last at-bat that he's got a different breaking ball that he threw. And I'm starting to think, because I've seen it twice in this at-bat against Richardson, he's got a bit of a slower curveball that he throws to lefties and more of a slider, a bit harder one that he throws to righties.
3-1 comes through, called strike now. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the 3-2 pitch. This one's cut on, hit right up the middle, and Richardson has the leadoff single to start the bottom of the second. Mannion fell behind, and Richardson just did a good job of staying patient and getting something they wanted to see. So with Richardson on first base, that'll bring up Chandler Dix, the third baseman for the Festus Tigers, a 200 hitter. Steps into the left side, the righty-lefty matchup.
Let's see if Richardson goes here.
He's thinking about it, chopping the feet. They're going to throw over to first just to let him know, we see you, big fella.
Keeping him in check.
Mannion is yet to look to the plate, finally does so. Now he looks in to Bowen. Another throw over to first. Not in time, Richardson. So long. He's got so much reach to get in under the tag. Probably about 6'2", 6'3".
He's got long arms as well.
Takes the lead. Now they're going to throw back over to him. This time he just trots over.
This would be the point in a major league game where they start booing the pitcher for throwing it to first. Let's play some baseball.
So he looks back over to first, back to the mound. And now the pitch away for a ball. It's definitely in the back of his mind and then some.
You have to keep it in the back of your mind that he's going to be there. You don't want to forget about Richardson at all.
The 1-0. And a bunt laid down the first base line. Good fielding from Mannion. They get the play at first. Throw down to second, not in time. So they at least advance Richardson down to second base. That was a good bunt laid down by Chandler Dix.
A very good bunt. It was pretty strong, too. And Mannion, he made a pretty nice play. Took a bit of a higher hop on him than one would expect. But he was still able to scoop it up in air and toss it down to first.
Maybe a little bit luck with that hop. That went just where he needed it to. So now that advances Richardson down to second with one down in the inning. Abe Krause steps up. He's the DH batting 303. Here's the first to him. He holds off, and it's a called strike.
You mentioned the perfect hop. If that is a lower hop and that gets past him, that may be a base hit then for Dix with Murphy playing at double play depth.
Now the runner on second, one out in the inning. Here's the 0-1 pitch, the breaking ball. Man.
And there's that breaking ball that I thought he only threw to lefties, so maybe I spoke a little too soon.
It's just you can't anticipate that, and if you do, you're going to hit it a mile. One ball, one strike. Reaching out and fouling this one out of play. And oh, you hear the ooh.
Yep, not a good sign. I think I actually heard a thud.
I did too. I hope that's not us. So after that, one ball, two strikes, and a big dent in somebody's hood. One out of the inning. Richardson leads off of second.
You mentioned that curveball. If you're sitting fastball and he throws that and you swing, you're going to be way out in front.
And there it was, exactly on cue. There's the curveball way out front. The chopper down to Mannion. He fields it. The play over at first in time for the second out, but meanwhile, Richardson, now 90 feet away, is the tying run.
Yeah, there it is right there. He looked silly reaching out all the way. Krause was just barely trying to make contact with that, and he just barely did make contact with that one.
I don't know if I've seen a breaking ball that good all year.
And there's such a change in pace between the fastball. I mean, it's not an electric fastball from Mannion like it is from Williams, but it's definitely a huge difference in speed.
And there's that breaking ball again, hit softly to the second baseman, and that will end the inning. So Richardson gets on, but they keep him at third base, and we stay 1-0 with Central on top. We'll go to the top of inning number three. It'll be 9-1-2 for Park Hill Central. We'll do that next on Regional Radio.
Many colleges and universities claim they're the best, but if you truly want quality education that's affordable, Jefferson College is a great choice. Jefferson College can help you get the bigger paycheck you really want with over 40 amazing programs and flexible class options like online, evening, once a week, and accelerated formats to complete your degree fast. Ready to learn more at Jefferson College? Apply online now at jeffco.edu or call 636-797-3000 today and go Jeffco.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
It's time for the top of inning number three between Park Hill Central and the Festus Tigers. Festus, the one seed, but they trail this one 1-0 to the four seed Central Rebels. One run in this game came off one swing. Drew Jaco's solo shot in the bottom of the first. So as we get started here in the top of the third, it's 9-1-2 for Park Hill Central. We'll get started with the DH, Aaron Bowles, a 200 hitter, a 273 on base percentage. He'll lead off the third inning. Williams on the mound for Festus. Looks like he is locked in. Body language. Here's the first pitch of the inning. Cut on and a soft one over to the third baseman. An easy play for Chandler Dix for the first out of the inning. So that's another situation. One pitch, one out.
I mean, that was just a rocket fastball from Williams that was way in on the hands of Bowles. He had no business swinging at that one.
Yeah,
especially first pitch. Take that one. No point in trying to put that one in play. Best result is going to be that right there. Worst result, you look silly.
And that was exactly what Williams needed. One down in the inning. Back to the top. The first pitch to Haney. Down for a ball. Haney popped up his last time. 0-1 on the day. Now he's facing the 1-0 pitch from Devin Williams. Swing and a miss. Gets ahead. And Williams with that fastball. Man, you were dead on.
Just got so much velocity behind it. It's tough to pick up.
Here's the pitch. Goes back to the fastball. Cut on. Hit over to the shortstop. Here's the play over at first. Just in time for the second out of the inning. Nick Haney nearly legged that one out, but the arm over there from Beck erased it.
And fortunately, Beck has a good arm because that was a very slow developing play towards Beck, which is a little weird considering it's a turf infield and not a very long turf either. Very short turf.
Now we see Holden Mayberry for the second time of the day. He was robbed last time by Cameron Beck. He steps up with two down in the inning. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. Williams is so stoic on the mound.
I like his windup, too. It's very slow. And then as soon as he releases, that fastball just comes to life.
He rocks. Here's the 1-0. Called strike on the outside part of the plate. Evens it up at one ball, one strike.
Williams so far, other than that one home run, not too many blemishes, but certainly hasn't been his dominant self. Only one strikeout so far through the whole lineup.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball down and away. Ball two. Two balls, one strike, two down in the inning with Holden Mayberry at the plate. Mayberry gets on. We'll see Jaco. Big deep breath from Williams once again. Now kicks and brings the 2-1 to the plate. A chopper over the head of Williams. Play made over there at second. The throw in time, and that will end the inning. Holden Mayberry grounds out for out number three. No runs, no hits for Central in the top of the third. We'll go to the bottom of inning number three for Festus. 9-1-2, Douglas, Rystrom, and Beck. For the bottom of the third inning, it's 1-0 Central. We'll continue next on Regional Radio.
Summer is near. The YMCA has something for everyone. From May 16th through the 19th, pay a $5 joining fee when you become a member of the Jefferson County YMCA. That's a savings up to $95. Enjoy your favorite land and water group exercise classes, including Les Mills Body Pump, for free. Sign up for personal training, swim, walk, or run, and enjoy the free health consultation, child watch, and towel service. There's no contracts, processing fees, or annual fees. Call 931-9622. Visit gwryMCA.org or stop by the Jefferson County Y today.
Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center can provide all of your adult and pediatric medicine and dental care needs, as well as mental health and substance abuse treatment. Hi, this is Tracy Wicking. We want to be your health care home. Call us at 481-6040 for more information or to schedule an appointment at our new facility in Hillsboro. That number again is 481-6040, or check us out online at mimoinfo.com. Comtree, health happens here.
To the bottom of inning number three in the first of two semifinal games today on regional radio for Class 4 District 2. We're going to the bottom of the third in the first of two semifinal games, and Central leads fastest 1-0. As we get started, Andrew Douglas in the nine spot will lead off for the Festus Tigers. Then we'll see the 1 and 2 of the lineup, Reistrom and Beck. Andrew Douglas comes in as a 176 hitter. He's the right fielder for Festus today. Here's the first pitch to him. Cut on and down the right field line, and this is going to be some trouble. It might be two. A good play out in right field by Bland to track that one down and get it back into the infield, and it just turns into a very loud single for Andrew Douglas.
Yeah, it went off the very tip of Johnson's glove. He almost snagged that one, and I initially thought that was actually going to help Festus and allow him to leg that out into a double, but instead it actually slowed it down and allowed Bland to cut it off.
Yeah, that grass out there, I imagine nothing's going to move too quick through it after all that rainfall. So we'll see Tyler Reistrom with one on, no out. The first pitch to him, he cuts on, fouls it straight back, and out of play. Big cut there from Reistrom, struck out looking his first time up. Douglas on first, but no outs. One strike on Reistrom. Mannion, throw over to first. Very soft throw to first. Toes the rubber. Mannion the lefty facing the right-handed Reistrom. No outs, one on. Central with a 1-0 lead. The pitch. This one's lifted down the first base line. Johnson calls for it, and it bounces off the glove as he makes contact with Douglas on first base and can't make the play. And now the ump's going to come down and say interference and call it out.
I don't like that call, calling interference there. The base runner is standing on first.
Yeah.
Where do you want him to play?
And there is nowhere else to go there.
Yeah. Unless the base runner, Douglas is still standing on first. Are they saying the hitter, Reistrom, interfered?
Let's see what the result is. Now we have the two officials standing along the first base line along with two coaches from Festus. Now Coach Montgomery walks into the huddle.
Because Reistrom started to make his way towards the bench. So I think they initially ruled that Reistrom was the one out.
The umps are signaling the coaches to get back. They're going to have their own private conversation. It was the home plate ump. They're just going to call it a foul ball.
I think that's the right call there. I didn't see Reistrom interfere, and there is no way, Douglas, you can't call that an interference on him because he's just standing on first. If you do call interference, you're basically saying with a pop fly straight at first base, you want him to step away from the bag?
And now Calvert is coming out to talk with the home plate umpire just to clear things up.
Yeah, I think he wants an explanation as to why Reistrom was called for interference and then why it was overturned.
Very interesting. Curious to see what that conversation's all about. Well, it'll give us time to let you know our game brought to you by Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan in Festus, Ruther Ford in Herculaneum, F.W. Harder Plumbing in Festus, and St. Genevieve Care Center of St. Genevieve. Bringing you Class 4 District 2 baseball on regional radio. After all that mumbo jumbo, let's get back underway And we have a runner on first, an 0-2 count on Tyler Rystrom. Here's the 0-2 pitch. He's going to reach down and hit this one into the left field, right in between the two infielders. And it's going to be two on and no out for the Festus Tigers. And Cameron Beck coming up to the plate. A good situation for Festus as they trail 1-0, no out and two on. A tough situation for the sophomore Mannion on the mound.
Yeah, definitely a tough situation. Big moment here. And that call, that's going to be a big call that got overturned.
If this culminates into something, it'll be interesting to ask Coach Calvert about that conversation later on. Can Cameron Beck do something with this two-on, no-out situation? Here's the first pitch to him, a called strike on the breaking ball from Mannion. He's had that working for him from the start. We see North County Raiders in the house. That'll be one half of game two. Facing Windsor up next. The 0-1 pitch. Cut on foul right into the batter's box. Cameron Beck, a .351 hitter, 15 RBI on the season. He's trying to add to that total here with two on, no out. He faces an 0-2 count. Mannion, the lefty, glances back to second. Brings the 0-2 pitch in and nearly sails one to the backstop. A good job by Bowen to sky up and save that one. One ball, two strikes. Mannion peers into the plate. Looks back to second. The 1-2 pitch. Oh, wow, just outside. Two balls, two strikes. Cameron Beck showing some bravery.
That's a very tough pitch to lay off of, especially in a two-strike count.
Now 2-2 pitch. Two on, no out. Here's the 2-2, the breaking ball. A called strike on Cameron Beck. The backwards K goes up. And that's the second time that's happened for Mannion today, both on the breaking ball, so makes the situation just a little better.
Nothing he can do about that. I mean, that thing started off at about his head and then just dropped late and into the zone.
Now Brennan Pryor, 20 RBI on the season. Here's the first pitch to him. Down and away for a ball. With two on the base path, Pryor, a .351 hitter. We'll see Colin Mann up next, barring any double play scenario. Central trying to preserve a 1-0 lead. Mannion, the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball right up through the middle. The play made over there by the shortstop, but as he tries to exchange it, it comes out of his glove. The throw at the plate. The play in time. They get the runner trying to come home and tie the game up. Douglas is erased, but that man, that turned into a good fortune scenario for Central on what could have been disastrous as Mayberry fielded it on the exchange, threw it behind him so they could have turned two, maybe, never had the opportunity to try it. Douglas rounds third, comes home, and gets caught at the plate for the second out of the inning. Wow.
Yeah, that was Douglas initially stopped rounding third, saw it rolled away from the shortstop on the exchange, and just a beautiful throw by Mayberry to nail him.
And then a called strike to Colin Mann with now two down in the inning. Mannion in a great situation compared to what he was just moments ago.
Yeah, he got an extra out. Base runners technically stay where they are, just different base runners this time.
That next pitch comes down in the dirt, if you will, in the rubber granules. Not sure what you say on the turf field. One ball, one strike, two out in the inning, two on. Central trying to hold on to a 1-0 lead. Here's the 1-1 pitch, down and away, ball number two. Now a 2-1 count to a .369 hitter in the cleanup spot, Colin Mann. Two on the base path. A pickoff throw over to second. Not in time.
Mayberry trying to see if he could catch Rystrom sleeping even after that.
Yeah,
he
saw that.
Caught it and immediately put in his glove with his hand faked the throw back to the pitcher. Rystrom staying on the bag, though, not falling for that one.
Going for the old hidden ball trick. The 2-1 pitch. Called strike on the outside part of the plate. Evens it up. Two balls, two strikes, two out, and two on.
Big pitch right here for both sides. Huge opportunity for Mann, the cleanup hitter, to see if he can put Williams back into this game with a tie game or possibly the lead.
The 2-2 pitch. Cut on foul down the third baseline, and Coach Montgomery has to dance out of the way of that screamer.
Yeah, that one was hit hard, but way foul.
So we'll go back to Deuces Wild. Mannion, A deep breath. Hands at his side. Puts the ball in the mitt. Glances to second. The 2-2 pitch. Goes breaking ball. A chopper. It's going to be a close play over at first. In time. No, they called him safe. Wow, they called him safe at first. They didn't get it. Wow, that I thought for sure he was going to beat him to the back, but the umpire calls him safe, and that's going to load up the base path.
That was a very close play at first base, and only two umpires here in this game today, so he was standing based on where he needs
wow.
to be positioned with the base runners, closer to second than to first.
That is unreal. So now you got runners on first, second, and third with two out in the inning. And now you can look at it as that interference call that wasn't an interference call, and now you have this call.
This inning's over. That play at the plate ends the inning if that interference stands.
So now you have the bases loaded. And the hard thing for Coach Calvert, he has to walk out and tell his guys, forget about it. You still have to get one more out.
Oh, I saw him pointing to his guys and yelling something to them. I think he's trying to get them fired up.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you got two calls that one initially goes your way in this inning and then it doesn't. Now you got another one that doesn't. You know, time to step up. Don't put the game in the umpire's hands. Put this in your own hands.
Now Elijah Richeson comes to the plate with a base path full. Here's the first pitch to Richeson. Breaking ball, it hit him. It hit him. A tie game now. And that is an extremely, extremely pivotal call in the inning.
And that was that breaking ball that's been working pretty well throughout this game for Mannion.
And now you're already seeing the effect of it.
Yeah, Richeson, he didn't lean in the way of that, but he made absolutely no effort to get out of the way of that one. And when it's a curveball that's that slow, it's pretty easy to sit there and just take the hit by pitch.
So the bases stay full. Game now tied at one. Pitch inside, off the mark just a bit to Chandler Dix.
It's bottom half of the inning, taking 10 minutes to play so far.
The 1-0 pitch, cut foul and well out of play. And that's definitely going to be something to ask Coach Calvert about after this one.
Yeah, I'm curious to hear his response when we ask him about how this inning went.
One ball, one strike. Two down in the inning. And the game tied 1-1. Bases loaded. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike number two on Chandler Dix.
Good curveball there from Mannion. Dix way out in front of that one, sitting fastball.
Richeson at first, Mann at second, Pryor on third. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Cut on foul, but he stays alive, does Chandler Dix.
Just barely got a piece of that curveball.
A good job to fight that one off and stay alive with the bases loaded. Your team just tied the game up on the hit by pitch. You've had your life extended in a certain situation. In out of the 1-2 pitch, it's high off the mark upstairs for ball two.
They've had their lives extended twice
and now
in this inning.
They have a big chance to capitalize on it here. Two balls, two strikes, two out. The pitch. Cut on right back to the screen, so he's doing his job. Fouling another one off and staying alive. You'll at least get to see one more. Dix could break this open with a shot into the right center gap. The 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three, and Mannion does his best to limit the damage, but one run does come across on the hit-by-pitch, and that ties the game up. So after a very, very long bottom of the third, the game is now tied at one all, and we'll go to the top of inning number four with Mayberry, Jayco, and Johnson next on Regional Radio.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
If you're planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Evan Thurman, engineering and operating, setting the tone for you as we come back after a wild bottom of the third. We are tied up all now at 1-1. We'll see the Park Hills Central Rebels come up in the top of inning number four as we get back underway for Central. They have the one run off of one hit. That was Drew Jaco. Other than that, just one hit in the ball game for Festus. They sent quite a few guys to the plate in the bottom of the third, but just one run comes across on the hit by pitch. So as we start to top of the fourth, Drew Jaco leads off for the Central Rebels. He has the home run for Park Hills, the lone run for them. Williams back out on the mound. Here's the pitch, the fastball. Hard hit over to the third baseman. Fielded cleanly by Dix. The throw over to first. He throws it away, and trying to round first is Jaco. He's going to head towards second base. A little bit of a collision there at first with Link. He's going to get down to second, no problem. Thinks about taking third and trots back to second base. So Drew Jaco reaches on that error and gets to second base, and that will bring up Keenan Johnson, the first baseman for Park Hills Central. Johnson, a 3-10 hitter, 16 RBI on the season. And now he is up with a runner on second and no outs in the inning. 425 on base percentage for Johnson. Facing Williams for the second time today. He's 0-1. Here's the pitch. And this one skied into center field. Coming up to make the play, the center fielder tracks to his left. And Pryor catches it for the first out of the inning. So the high fly ball from Keenan Johnson goes down as the first out of the inning. We'll see Tanner Smith. Smith a ground out his first time up. Keenan Johnson just flying out there to center field. Will be signing to Lindenwood Belleville tomorrow morning to continue his athletic career. So with Williams, one out in the inning and one on the base path behind him, he'll face Tanner Smith for the second time today. Smith, a 257 hitter coming in, 8 RBI. Williams glances back to second, now pitch, and missing on the bunt is Tanner Smith for strike number one. Williams been the workhorse pitcher for Festus this season, a 6-2 record, 2 complete games, a 1.11 ERA, 50 strikeouts on the season. He's got an 0-1 count on Tanner Smith. The pitch down and in for a ball. Evens it up at one ball, one strike, one out. Williams a long look in to man. Puts the ball in the mitt. Glances to second. Kicks and delivers. Swing and a miss on the fastball. Smith couldn't catch up to that heat. And that has been Williams' bread and butter so far in this one. He goes to that fastball and it is lethal. Now ahead 1-2 on Tanner Smith. Smith playing at third today for Central. Runner on second is Drew Jaco. Williams, the 1-2. Goes breaking ball, backwards K, his 51st strikeout of the season. Comes at the expense of Tanner Smith. All he could do was watch that one. Now we'll see Jace Bland come up after the strikeout. Jaco still on second base. Bland 0-1. Pop out to first base. Williams looks back to second, now brings it to the plate. Oh, that fastball, nasty fastball. Blows that one by for strike one. Williams ahead, now 0-1. He looks in. Kicks and fires. This one's cut off into the right center gap. It's going to be a tough play. Oh, and it hits off the glove of the right fielder. And now Jaco's going to come around to score. Couldn't make the play. And there they take the lead back. Now 2-1, Jace Bland drills one out into right center. It was going to be a tough play for whoever got there. Douglas had it bounce off the heel of his glove, and Jaco comes around to score, and Central regains the lead, now 2-1. We'll see Dylan Mannion come up. Mannion singled over the glove of the third baseman last time up. And with two down in the inning, Mannion trying to help his own cause. There's the first to him. High, ball one. Jace Bland, the RBI, to give Central the one-run lead, now 2-1. One ball, no strikes. Pickoff move over to first, not in time. Bland slides back in under the tag. Mannion just a .213 average coming in, but a .377 on base percentage. So definitely a good eye for the sophomore. Pickoff throw over to first. Bland slides in under the tag as Link has to jump over him. Mannion steps back in. Righty-righty matchup. Two down in the inning. One run across. Central up 2-1. The 1-0 pitch. Called strike. Mannion leaves the bat on the shoulder. That fastball has been cash money for Williams so far today.
I mean, that's his bread and butter right there. You can tell just from how often he uses it.
The 1-1 count. Runner on first. Williams glances, brings it to the plate with a breaking ball. Mann has to reach down and keep that one from getting away and does a great job doing so.
I would not want to be Connor Mann catching Williams. Not only is your hand going to hurt tomorrow with trying to catch that fastball, but I mean with the move on this breaking ball too, really tough to try and play behind the plate.
A 2-1 count to Mannion with two out in the inning. Bland on first. Mann sets up to the right. Here's the pitch. This one's upstairs. That was definitely off the mark. 3-1 now. Mann was set up. About knee high.
And that too, Williams isn't his typical self with locating his pitches. He's been a little bit all over the place since the beginning of this game.
And Central's done what they could to get his pitch count up. 3-1 to Mannion. Bland on first. Two down in the inning. The pitch. A called strike. When he needs something, man, he just rears back for that fastball. And it's done everything it's needed to do so far.
We'll see if he goes with that here. 3-2 pitch, two outs, runner on first.
Dylan Mannion facing a full count with two down in the inning and a runner on first. Williams, a peripheral glance to first. And now time at the plate, called by Mannion. Jace Bland on first base after driving in that run. A 3-2 count. Here's the pitch. The runner goes. It's upstairs. And the walk issue to Dylan Mannion. He's been on base both times up. Singled, now walked. Well, that'll send Bland down to second. Mannion takes first, and Garrett Bowen has to take off his shin guards over there in the on-deck circle to come up to bat. Bowen, the left-handed hitter. A weak line out over to first.
The Luke Mannion comes out to run at first.
It took a while to pull the trigger on the courtesy runner. Going to go ahead and do that now. We got two on. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss that time for Garrett Bowen. The fastball goes right on by him. He's got something with that fastball. It's definitely plus.
If he could get a little bit more tail on it, that would be a lethal pitch.
He's ahead 0-1 to Bowen. Two on the base path behind Williams. The pitch upstairs, evens it up at one ball, one strike. Two out in the inning. Central up now 2-1. Williams back on the rubber. Bowen in the box. Runners on first and second. A 1-1 count. Two out in the inning. Williams looks in and brings it to the plate. This one's cut on. It's going to get down into right center field. One run is going to be waved in. Will it make it? It looks like it's going to get in, and Central now leads 3-1 as the run comes in. The RBI single by Bowen, and Park Hill's now up 3-1 with two down in the inning. Wow.
I mean, Williams has not been his typical self. This is a guy with an ERA just barely above one.
So Bland comes all the way around to score from second. Mannion gets down to third, and Bowen stands on first. The DH, Aaron Bowles, the number nine hitter, steps up for Central. And, man, whatever they said in between innings after that long bottom of the third, they're responding to it.
Yeah, it's worked. And like I said before, what I thought he was saying to his players was something along the lines of, you know what, forget the umpires, let's make this game clear. You know,
right.
Let's take it out of their hands. No more close plays. Let's take advantage of this game right now.
Al Williams, with runners on the corners, looks either way, facing Aaron Bowles for the second time. Pickoff throw over to first. Oh, just in time over there at first. That was close. Good pickoff move from Williams.
Bowen got caught flat-footed there.
And that was very close. Just back under the tag. Runners on the corners. Both take a few steps off the bag. Bowles at the plate. Here's the pitch. Called strike right down the middle with the fastball. It's like blinking and breathing to him, that fastball. It's just, oh, I need to throw a strike. I've got one of those. Gets ahead 0-1. All the runs coming with two out. Pickoff throw over to first. Not in time. Bowles anticipating it much more this time. Williams back out on the mound, kind of letting the right arm swing a little bit. Looks over to first. The 0-1 pitch upstairs for a ball. Showing a little bit more.
Yeah, Williams, this has to be very frustrating for him. This is one of the biggest moments in your career, and you're throwing one of your worst games of the season.
See if he can right the ship. He's still got time to do it. One ball, one strike. Peers into the plate. The pitch, swing and a miss. He goes upstairs with a high heat for strike two on Bowles. One ball, two strikes, two out in the inning. Two runs already across in the top of the fourth. Williams holding the baseball, looks to third, looks in, the 1-2 pitch, down and away, ball two, a good eye for Bowles to lay off of that one. And now you're seeing Williams start to pitch more. He was rearing back and relying on that fastball. Now you're seeing the location change, and I haven't seen Mann have to move around a whole lot in these last couple at-bats. A long look in. Now he gives him a nod. A look over to first base. Puts the ball in the mitt. The 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. Oh, just down and off the mark. Runs the count full at 3-2. That was close.
I mean, it has to be just the frustration has to grow for Williams. I mean, you're having a rough game as is, and you're missing close calls like that
right.
as well.
And some days you'd be painting the corners. That day's not today, though. Facing a full count to the number nine hitter, Bowles. Runners on the corners, two out. The pitch fouled back to the screen, so we'll see another 3-2 pitch to Aaron Bowles. Bowles just a 200 average, probably just below after he was 0-1 on the day. A 273 on base percentage. So he has the knack to get on base. Facing a full count here, I'm sure his team would like him to do a little more than just get on base. Williams, a long look in. The whole park is silent. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He gets out of it, but not before two runs come across, and Central takes a 3-1 lead after plating two in the top of inning number four. So we will go to the bottom of the fourth with Festus having their first opportunity to respond. They had just tied it up at 1-1. Now they're looking at a two-run deficit going into the bottom of the fourth. We'll see if they can respond up next on Regional Radio.
Hey, neighbor. I see you back and forth to the garage. What you got going on?
Right now I'm updating my plumbing, and I'm making lists for all the home improvements I'll be doing this spring.
Really? Like what?
I'll be updating landscaping, I'll be adding tile floors to my bathrooms, new carpet to bedrooms, replacing cabinets in the kitchen, and adding new storm doors, all with Potosi Lumber.
It's not too late to think about spring home improvements. See Potosi Lumber, Highway 21 in Potosi.
Don't trust possibly the biggest investment you ever make to an internet lender. Quick decisions are unsafe decisions. Quick doesn't mean accurate. Quick doesn't mean it's right. A local lender who takes the time to listen can help safely find what is best, accurate, and right for you. At Ozarks Federal, our expert staff will help you safely through the process. Whether a first-time home buyer or a third-time homeowner, Ozarks Federal can help educate and prepare you for the biggest investment you might ever make. Ozarks Federal, the homeowners bank, your local equal housing lender.
Well, welcome back. We're at Yanks Field in St. Genevieve. Doubleheader of high school baseball for you today. As we go to the bottom of the fourth, we have a 3-1 score. It's the underdog on paper, I guess you could say. The number four-seeded Central Rebels with a 3-1 lead over the Festus Tigers. The Tigers, the number one seed in this tournament field. And sorry about that. As we get back underway with a 3-1 lead to Dylan Mannion stays out for the Park Hills Central Rebels, trying to hold on to what could be a decision victory for him. First pitch is ball one. The second pitch called strike. As we get back going here, it is going to be 7-8-9 for Festus as we get going. One ball, one strike on Abe Krause. Dylan Mannion ready to bring it to the plate and does so. Up and away, ball number two. Two balls, one strike on Krause. Krause grounded out softly to the pitcher as first time up. Facing a 2-1 count here. Swing and a miss, evens it up at two balls, two strikes. Being brought to you by Citizens Electric in St. Genevieve, Potosi Lumber in Potosi, and Potosi R3 School District in Potosi. Mannion with a 2-2 pitch. Up and in for ball three. Runs the count full to the leadoff hitter, Krause. Krause, a 3-0-3 hitter coming into this event.
That's a big break in between innings for Mannion.
And this one's fouled off. Oh, that's towards where we parked. I don't want to know.
No ooze from the crowds. That's always a good sign.
That is a positive sign.
But Mannion, I'm curious to see how he's going to get back on track in this inning. Because like I said, long break after pitching a long inning himself.
The 3-2 pitch, and he gets it to swing and miss. So he's had a couple of strikeouts go his way so far this afternoon. And add another to his total as Abe Krause swings and misses the first out of the inning.
Yeah, after Mannion only needed 13 pitches in his first two innings, it took him 25 to get out of the third.
That was his 44th strikeout of the season. There's the first pitch cut on, fouled away by Kevin Link. He'll fall behind 0-1. Link, a 316 hitter, the first baseman today. Mannion, the sophomore, pitching pretty well so far. The only run for Festus comes by hit by pitch. Here's the 0-1 to Link upstairs for a ball. Do you have a chance to go talk with Coach McLean for a little bit?
I did.
Say they feel like they're ready to go?
Yeah, a little excited. You know, they had a couple days off, but he's done some work with the team to keep them focused.
They'll be facing the Windsor Owls. I don't think Windsor's in the house yet.
I did see them before. I did not quite see where they went, though.
A 2-1 count to Kevin Link. The pitch, and gets a little piece of that one. Goes 2-2. One down in the inning. Mannion struck out the leadoff hitter. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Link. And Link goes around as a check defensive swing and back-to-back strikeouts for Dylan Mannion to start the fourth.
Yeah, he tried to check his swing, was able to stop his hands, wasn't able to stop his hips from rotating, and went after that pitch that was way upstairs in on his head.
That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 strikeouts for Mannion so far today. Two down in the inning, and we'll see Andrew Douglas. Here's the pitch, and this one's hit over to the first baseman, Johnson, and he makes the play for the third out of the inning. So it goes 1, 2, and 3. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on base. In the bottom of inning number 4, Central with a 3-1 lead. They'll have a chance to add to that in the top of the 5th next on Regional Radio.
Hi, this is Doug Ruther. At Ruther Ford, we know not everyone can afford a new Ford car, truck, or SUV. We even know not everyone can afford a late model pre-owned. So we have your low-cost alternative for the mechanic in your family. We call them wholesale cash specials. That's right. We have selected a group of vehicles that are not inspected and thus, even though they are in running condition, must be towed from our lot when purchased. And the prices, well, you need to come by and just see how low they are. We recently sold a 2005 Taurus for just $1,300, just to give you an example. These vehicles are not for everyone and are sold as is, exactly the way we receive the trades from the customer. So ask us about the wholesale cash specials at Ruther Ford. It's the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
Where you always get a sweet deal. Ruther Ford. Ruther.com.
On to inning number 5 from Yanks Field, the home of the St. Genevieve Dragons, doubling as the home of the Class 4 District 2 High School Baseball Playoffs. We are in the semifinal round today. In the first semifinal, we are into inning number 5. And the number 4 seed, the Park Hill Central Rebels, hold a 3-1 lead over the number 1 seed in this district, the Festus Tigers. As we go into the top of the 5th, it's 1-2-3 for Park Hill Central. Nick Haney, Holden Mayberry, and Drew Jaco due up. Haney, the left-hander, the leadoff. He is 0-for-2 so far today. 1-for-1 in the beard category, though.
Jaco's the one you got to watch out for in the 3-hole. A double and a home run in his 2 at-bats.
That looked like that first pitch outside, but it looked like Haney was feinting on the bunt just a little bit, trying to bunt down the third baseline, and that's going to bring Dix up to the grass.
Yeah, he didn't extend out to try and bunt, but he slid his hand up the bat and started to shuffle towards first.
The 1-0 pitch from Williams, and there is the bunt. It did not go where he wanted it to. It went right back to Williams in the play at first with ease for the first out of the inning.
Yeah, it looked like initially he thought he was going to try and get it down the line. Dix got a good jump on it, as Haney showed a little early there. Tried to see if he could pull it down the first baseline and got it stuck right in the middle, right towards Williams.
And with one out in the inning, we'll see Holden Mayberry was robbed by Beck in the first and then grounded out to the second baseman in the third. Here he is for the third time of the day. And he swings at the first thing he sees, skies it out to the left center gap, but it's going to be a can of corn out there in the center field for Brennan Pryor. And that's two quick outs for Devin Williams, and I'm sure he's loving that.
Now batting number 13, the center fielder.
Yeah, very easy play for Pryor to make.
And for Williams, you get two quick outs. And now we'll see Drew Jaco. Jaco homered his first time up, reached on an error, and came around to score in the fourth. Here he is again in the fifth. Two down in the inning. Here's the first to Jaco. About shoulder high for a ball. Jaco, 19 RBI on the season, a 402 average, a 495 on base percentage. Hit his first home run of the year in the first inning. Here's the 1-0. Upstairs, ball number 2. And it looks like he doesn't want to give Jaco anything worthwhile. I can't blame him at this point. Been on base twice.
Two extra base hits both times. He's responsible for 2 out of the 3 runs.
And here's the 2-0. Breaking ball. It skips right in front of the plate and up and over the catcher man. That's the first pass ball we've seen on either side so far. Two catchers have been phenomenal. A 3-0 count, and now Jaco sticks the bat out like he's going to bunt. Little mind game action there. I love to see that.
Yeah, he knows he's not getting anything good, trying to tease the pitcher here.
The 3-0. Upstairs, ball number 4, 4 straight pitches, and Drew Jaco heads down to first base. He just got the Pujols treatment.
Yeah, he just tossed the bat back towards the dugout with a little bit of emphasis. Almost hit the man in the on-deck circle, Johnson, with it, actually.
Keenan Johnson struck out and popped out his first two times up. Here he is with two down and one on Central. All of their runs coming with two outs so far. Williams brings it to the plate upstairs, ball number one. And as soon as Mann caught that, he was popped up and ready to throw down to second. Johnson, the first baseman, steps back into the box, the left-handed hitter facing the right-handed pitching Williams. Pickoff throw over to first, then Jaco goes. They've got him in a bind here. He's coming back to first. The throw over to first, and they got him. He gets into the pickle, and that will be the third out of the inning as Jaco is caught in between the base paths. So it eventually turns into a 1-2 and a 3 kind of inning. And now Central up 3-1 as we go into the bottom of the fifth. It'll be Rystrom, Beck, and Pryor for the Tigers in the bottom of the fifth next on Regional Radio.
There's no place like home, but when age or illness turns home from a place of happiness into one of loneliness, it may be time to consider a healthcare facility. Whether your need is short-term rehabilitation or long-term care, St. Genevieve Care Center offers high-quality medical care complemented by a dedicated staff who offer warmth, wisdom, and the experience of caring, which makes their facility the next best thing to being home. Dignity, respect, care. St. Genevieve Care Center, 1010 St. Gen Drive in St. Genevieve. Medicaid, Medicare, private pay, private insurance, and hospice accepted. Citizens Electric would like to wish their hometown team, the St. Genevieve Dragons, best wishes in district play. They would also like to remind their members that it's not too late to participate in the Power Shift program for a $75 credit on your Citizens Electric bill. Find out more at CECMO.com and click on the Power Shift banner. That's just one more advantage to being a Citizens Electric member.
Back into the backstop at Yanks Field for Class 4 District 2 semifinal baseball on regional radio KREI Farmington and KJFF Festus Crystal City. The Park Hill Central Rebels holding a 3-1 lead over the Festus Tigers as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. And it looks like Dylan Mannion headed back out to the mound for Park Hill Central. He's been pretty darn good so far.
Yeah, pretty good to say the least. You know, other than that one third inning where things didn't go his way with a couple of questionable calls, he's been lights out this game. One real blemish was that hit by pitch. That's his fault, but I think the inning should have been done at that point.
And if you're a Central fan, the best thing about Dylan Mannion, he's a sophomore, and his breaking ball is filthy.
Yeah, and once he grows into his body a little more, gets a little more velocity behind his fastball, I think he's going to be a very talented pitcher.
There we see the first pitch of the inning is going to be cut on and out of play foul. And that one's going to take a hop off the pavement and over towards the parking lot for strike number one. Traveled a long way for a strike. So he'll have to trot back to the bat or to the plate. He's going to get a few signals from Coach Montgomery down there. Coach Montgomery manning third base for his squad. Rystrom back in, facing the 0-1 pitch. This one's down and away for ball one. One ball, one strike. Rystrom struck out looking. Single that came around to score. He was the runner that came in on the hit by pitch. Here's the 1-1 to him. And this one's hit right over to the third baseman, Smith. And he has to have cat-like reflexes just to flick the hand up and make the play. But he does so. I'm not sure if that was good reflexes or don't let this hit me in the face.
I think that was just the hand taking control. The brain did absolutely nothing there. Smith's glove just honed itself right onto that ball to snag it.
Oh, man.
Because you can see the rest of Smith's body started to lean back a little bit. He was about to do, you know, Keanu Reeves'
Matrix
reverse duck to try and get around that one. But his glove said, no, I got this.
First pitch to Cameron Beck, a called strike on the inside part of the plate. Beck flew out to right field. That was a great play out there by Bland and then struck out looking in the third. There he faces the 0-1. Check swing. No petition.
Now they do.
He petitioned down to first base. He was looking at his shoes. There's no way. There's no way.
So he just gives the, no, he was good.
The breaking ball. Outside, ball number two. Two balls, one strike. We need to try to get a video of this breaking ball. It's too nasty. We needed the breaking ball from Mannion and the fastball. Here's the 2-1 pitch. This one's reaching out, fouling this one away. And it's going to take the parking lot hop. It puts the count at two balls, two strikes, and one out in the inning. Dylan Mannion shakes off a sign, shakes off another, shakes off again, and now ready for the 2-2. This one's going to be hit over towards the shortstop. Play made by Mayberry. Throw over to first in time for the second out of the inning. Cameron Beck erased on a 6-3.
Now batting the center fielder, number 32, B.
That's the second out. And we'll see Brennan Pryor, the center fielder, singled and hit into a fielder's choice and was stranded at third in inning number 3. Nobody on, two out. Here's the first pitch to him, a breaking ball. A little bit low, off the mark for ball number 1. Pryor, the most success out of anybody on the team so far against Mannion, as he watches called strike come through there on the second pitch of the at-bat. Been on base twice so far as Pryor, the only Tiger to do so. Here's the 1-1 to him, and he's going to be on base three times as that curveball was smoked into left field. Haney's going to have to field that one, and it's going to be a two-out single for Brennan Pryor.
Yeah, and there was that curveball again. Unfortunately, it just got hit pretty hard as Pryor was sitting and waiting for that pitch.
Yeah, I think after Mannion shook so many signals, it gave Pryor a pretty decent idea of what to expect after he had shaken off every other pitch.
Yeah, Mannion wanted to go back with his go-to.
Oh, two out, one on. Colin Mann at the plate. Singled his last time up. Now he hits it over to third base, and Smith is just going to throw it up to second, and that's a close play for the force at second. But they get it nonetheless, so the fielder's choice will end the fifth inning, and we'll go to the top of inning number 6 as the Central Rebels are trying to preserve a 3-1 lead, and they've done so far. Can they continue to do so? We'll find out. It'll be Keenan Johnson, Tanner Smith, and Jace Bland in the top of the 6 for the Rebels next on Regional Radio.
FW Harder Plumbing is proud to be a part of the Twin City area. FW Harder is employee-owned, and they offer a large selection of plumbing fixtures, hardware, and parts to do the job from the ground up. At FW Harder Plumbing, you'll get the answers to get the job done. Open 7:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, 8 to 1 on Saturdays. FW Harder Plumbing, located next to Sacred Heart Church on Bailey Road in Crystal City.
St. Francis, St. Genevieve County 911 Emergency Communications Center, Ozark Thunder Indoor Gun Range in Ledington, and Camelot Nursing Center in Farmington remind you that May 21st is Armed Forces Day. Originating in 1947, it combined the previous independent holidays for each of the branches of the Armed Forces. Its purpose to honor Americans serving in the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, and Coast Guard. St. Francis, St. Gen County 911, Ozark Thunder Indoor Gun Range, and Camelot Nursing Center proud to salute our men and women in uniform.
Time for the top of the sixth inning. The Central Rebels up 3-1 over the Festus Tigers as we get started at the top of inning number 6. Keenan Johnson, Tanner Smith, and Jace Bland up for the Central Rebels. Johnson was actually at the plate for the third out of the inning. It was Drew Jaco caught stealing that ended that inning. Central is up 3-1. They plated one in the top of the first, two in the top of the fourth. Williams going to stay on the mound for the Festus Tigers. And it looks like we are ready to go. Keenan Johnson steps in, the left-handed hitter facing the right-handed pitching Williams. Here's the first to Johnson down. Four, ball one. 20 minutes after 5 o'clock as we make it into the sixth inning.
Sun's starting to duck behind some clouds here.
The 1-0 to Johnson. He's going to hit this one over to the second baseman. Hits off the heel of his glove. And Johnson is going to get to first base to start this inning off.
I'm going to put that down as a single, as that would have been a tough play for Rystrom. to try and make. He had to go quite a ways to even get to that one.
He would probably have to throw that thing laying down.
Yeah. And not only did that take a tough hop off the heel of his glove, it also ricocheted and hit him in the face a little bit too. And here we go, new courtesy runner coming in.
Is it going to be Luke again? Let's see.
Bainbridge.
It's going to be Devin Bainbridge this time.
They only take out Luke. They only put Luke in just to take out his brother to mess with him, I think.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure the siblings have a good laugh about that around the dinner table. You know, whenever they're switching with each other, if I was that brother, I'd say, come on, they're putting the faster man in. Just to talk with them.
You got to have that between family, right?
Oh, yeah.
So as we get back underway here, we have a runner on first, Bainbridge. At the plate, Tanner Smith. No outs in the inning. Williams brings it to the plate. And a defensive bunt by Tanner Smith. I don't think he thought he was going to get it. Was able to get a piece of it. It'll advance the runner, but Smith easily thrown out at first.
Well, not textbook, but the sacrifice successful nonetheless. He tried to pull it back and brought it up towards his shoulder, and you should have seen the look on his face when the bat made
fear.
Contact. Fear, surprise. It was like a deer in headlights the way he looked.
Definitely not planned, but executed still the same.
Yep. It's going to still look the same in the scorebook.
Jace Bland comes up with a runner on second, one out in the inning. Bland, an RBI single his last time up. Here's the pitch to him. He watches that one come through. Bland, a 277 hitter, a 375 on base percentage, up to 15 RBI on the season. Williams nods at Mann. Glances back to second. Once again, kicks and delivers. Inside. Off the mark. Ball number two. So he falls behind 2-0 to Jace Bland. Now Williams slowing down. Glances back to second. The 2-0 pitch. Called strike down on the bottom part of the plate. Two balls, one strike to Jace Bland. Bland, an RBI single his last time up, and he came around to score. Here he is with a 2-1 count and a runner on second base. Bainbridge leads off second. Williams glances back to the second base bag. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Called strike on the outside part of the plate. Evens it up now, two balls, two strikes. Bainbridge had a big lead out there at second. Nobody playing the bag. See if they change that up here. Bainbridge, another sizable lead. Up four steps. A 2-2 count to Bland. Williams, the 2-2 pitch. This one's hit hard. Oh, and it's hit back to the shortstop. And it's going to be a double play to end the inning. Hit directly to Beck. He makes the catch for out number two. Lobs it to second for out number three. So the double play ends the inning. It's still 3-1 as we go to the bottom of the sixth with the Rebels on top. It'll be Richeson, Dixon, Krause next on Regional Radio.
Help save someone's life by donating blood during your local community blood drives. Please give the gift of life. You never know when tragedy may strike. Together with these fine businesses, Premier Home Healthcare, Mueller Ace Hardware, and LaPlante Carpet, all of Park Hills, we can make a difference. Please donate blood. To find a current list of local blood drives, you can go to MIMOinfo.com, click on the Area Blood Drive tab, and scroll down to your county.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 3-1. Park Hill Central trying to preserve their lead. They plated one in the top of the first, two in the top of the fourth. Festus, they got their lone run in the bottom of the third. It came across via hit by pitch. And that's where we are, 3-1 going into the bottom of inning number six. We'll see 5, 6, and 7 for the Festus Tigers. That will be Elijah Richeson, Chandler Dix, and Abe Krause in the sixth inning. Richeson, a single and a hit by pitch. That's how that run came across. It was a breaking ball that hit Richeson right across the belly. And now he'll lead off in the bottom of the sixth. Single and a hit by pitch for him so far. His third at bat of the afternoon. The first pitch to him, the breaking ball away for ball number one. Richeson, just a junior for the Festus Tigers. The 1-0 pitch skips right in front of home plate before it gets to the catcher, Bowen. Bowen has done a good job to keep all those breaking balls in front of him. Looks like Coach Montgomery's going to call time and pull Richeson over. He's definitely got something that he wants to do here because he was all the way down to third base and walked all the way the length of the dugout just to get the umpire's attention to call time. I wonder if he saw something here with Mannion. Now with a 2-0 situation, Richeson has done well seeing the breaking ball. We'll see if we see something different here. The 2-0 pitch to Richeson. Comes upstairs, ball three. Mannion punches the mitt one time when he gets the ball back. Here's the 3-0. Strike right down the middle just to get me over pitch. And it did just that. It got him over. Now we have a defensive signal from Coach Calvert out to Bland in right field. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss for Richeson. Runs the count full after Mannion fell behind 3-0. He battled back to the 3-2 situation. This would be a big out for him to get. For Richeson, Festus needs you to lead off. The 3-2, and this one's ripped into the right center field area. It's going to be a tough play if anybody gets there, and the play is made basket catch style by Drew Jaco. He covered about 150 feet to make that play, and a lot of that was just a high fly ball from Elijah Richeson. Good job by Jaco to track over and make that play. We'll see Chandler Dick step up now with one down in the inning. Sacrifice bunt and a strikeout. Here he is with one down. He swings right through that one for strike number one. Being brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank of Bloomsdale, Brad Wooten Auto Body and Fleegs Equipment in Farmington. An 0-1 count with one down in the inning to Chandler Dix. Here's the pitch, a breaking ball upstairs for ball number one. Puts it at one ball, one strike, and one out. In a 3-1 ball game, Central trying to preserve the lead with a sophomore lefty on the mound. Here's the 1-1 pitch. A breaking ball, reaching out to get this one. Got him to go fishing. It's going to be a close play, and the play is made. Fielded over there by Murphy and thrown over to Johnson for out number two. I haven't mentioned Murphy's name a whole lot today, so let's do so now as he's not in the lineup, but he is the second baseman, Cole Murphy, for the Park Hills Central Rebels. Being DH'd for Aaron Bowles, or vice versa. So with two down in the inning, we'll see Kevin Link, and he watches strike one come through. Abe Krause. And Krause struck out his last time up. Here's the 0-1 to him. He reaches down and hits this one. This is going to be a tough play to make if somebody makes it. Oh, what a play by Jace Bland to track that one down for the third out of the inning. So it was good plays by the center fielder and right fielder for Park Hills Central to get out of inning number six. So it was a 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on base for the Festus Tigers. We'll go to the top of the seventh next. 7-8-9 for Central. Mannion, Bowen, Bowles. Three more outs for everybody. Who's going to take advantage of it? We'll find out next on Regional Radio.
Hey, how did your new lifeguard carpet recover after the party?
It cleaned up perfectly with no trace of anything. I just love my new lifeguard carpet from Hopkins Floor Company. Plus, I know there's nothing that could create any smell in the pad since lifeguard doesn't allow liquid to pass through it.
Wow, I just told my mom about what happened, and she wants to go to Hopkins Saturday to look for some lifeguard carpet for her basement.
Tell your mom she can trust it. We've had ours down for 2 months now. It looks as good as the day Hopkins installed it.
Hopkins Floor Company, Highway 67, just south of Festus.
It's inning number seven. We go to the top of the seventh. Central up 3-1. It's their could be their final chance to add to their two-run lead. And they're going to try to get it done with the 7, 8, and 9 spots in the lineup. It'll be Dylan Mannion, the pitcher, to get things started here. He has singled and walked his two plate appearances of the afternoon. Let's see what he can do with a third plate appearance of the day. He's been on base twice out of two tries.
See what Williams can do here. He's been pretty good throughout this game. Not perfect, but pretty solid other than the first and fourth inning.
The first pitch he throws to Mannion up and away for a ball. A 1-0 count. 3-1 Central. Williams, the 1-0. Down for ball number two. Falls behind to the number seven hitter, Dylan Mannion, the pitcher for Park Hill Central. Faces the 2-0 count as he leads off the top of the seventh. Here's the pitch. Called strike. Runs the count. Two balls, one strike. You can feel the tension mounting. Two balls, one strike to Dylan Mannion. A nod from Devin Williams. Kicks and delivers. Swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes now on Mannion. Williams trying to get through this inning unscathed and keep it to a two-run deficit for his team. The 2-2 pitch. Called strike three. He gets the first batter to strike out looking to lead off the seventh inning. The backwards K goes up for Mannion. Just the fourth strikeout of the day for Williams.
Now batting number three, the catcher, Garrett Bowen.
Up to 53 strikeouts on the season. Now Garrett Bowen steps in, singled RBIs last time. Goes fishing on the first pitch and comes up with no bait left on his hook. After Bowen, we'll see Bowles in the nine spot. No balls, one strike. The pitch. Swing and a miss. That fastball is just something to deal with there. If the fastball is on, forget about it. It's about like Mannion's curveball today. The 0-2 pitch. Steve Reich, number three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Williams, up to 54 on the season.
Now batting for the Rebels, the designated hitter, number five,
Aaron Bowles, steps up to the plate with two down in the inning, representing currently the final out for Central. First pitch to him, down and away, ball number one. One ball, no strikes. With two out in the inning. Williams nods, looks in at Mann, kicks, and brings it to the plate. Called strike. Now one ball, one strike. Both outs in the inning, via strikeout. One looking, one swinging. A 1-1 count to the DH, Bowles. Williams kicks the leg. This one's cut on down the right field line. It's going to be a fair ball, and it's going to trail away from the right fielder, Douglas. Rounding is Bowles. He's going to slide into second safely, and it's a two-out double for Park Hill Central, and all of their damage today has come with two outs.
Well, that's just a perfectly placed hit by Bowles. It wasn't hit all too hard, but it looped just over the head of the first baseman, Link. He couldn't jump up to even attempt it make an attempt at that one. And with this high grass outfield, it slowed down, so Douglas had to go quite a ways to get to it. Not only that, the spin that it had kept it hooking into foul territory deeper and deeper.
And now Coach Montgomery is going to head out to the mound. We're going to have the whole infield come in. With two out in the inning, you'll have a runner on second, Aaron Bowles, and the hitter will be Nick Haney. Haney is 0 for 3 against Williams today. It'll be interesting to see what comes out of this conversation on the mound. Williams, one out away from getting a little bit of a breather. If Festus can rally in the bottom of the seventh, then you might think about something else from there. But Williams, this is his all the way.
I mean, Haney and Mayberry are right now in this game a combined 0 for 6. But then behind them, you have Jaco, who's 2 for 2 with a, don't want to call it an intentional walk, but he certainly was walked because they didn't, almost with a bit of intent, because they intended not to throw him anything he could hit.
So now we'll have Haney step in. Left-handed Haney versus the right-handed Williams. Aaron Bowles on second base, two down in the inning. Williams brings it to the plate. A chopper straight back to the screen from Haney. Makes it 0-1. Haney a .350 on base percentage, a .244 average coming in, as Sean mentioned, 0 for 3 on the afternoon. A big spot for both these guys. An 0-1 count on Haney. Williams glances back to second. Brings the 0-1 to the plate. Upstairs for ball one. Now one ball, one strike. Haney back into the box. Bowles leads off second. Williams nods to Mann. The pitch. Upstairs, ball number two. Two balls, one strike. Now this time when Mann throws it back, he takes a few steps out towards the mound. 2-1.
I wonder if he's trying to slow things down. I can't see from here if there's any action in the bullpen.
The 2-1 pitch up next. Here it is. Down and in, ball number three. Haney is yet to be on base today. He's a ball away. Three balls, one strike. Here it is. Called strike right down the middle. Runs it to a full count. Three balls, two strikes. A big situation for both Haney and Williams. 3-2 count. Two down in the inning and a runner on second in a 3-1 game. Here's the pitch. This one's lifted into center field. Pryor's going to come up to make the play, and that will end the inning. So Nick Haney flies out to the center fielder for the third out. We'll go to the bottom of inning number 7. Central leads this one 3-1, and Festus has one more chance to get back into this one. Stay tuned to Regional Radio.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When quality counts, you can count on us.
Hi, this is Greg Redfield of Redfield Collision Center in Festus and Farmington. Be listening for the business spotlight on our collision repair facility. We'll discuss all the aspects of our business and why you should make Redfield your first and best choice. Because like I always say, when quality counts, you can count on Redfield. Be listening for the business spotlight on Redfield Collision Center here on Regional Radio.
Back to Yanks Field for the bottom of inning number 7. The Central Rebels, the visitors, up 3-1. They are the 4 seed. The Festus Tigers, the 1 seed, they trail 3-1. Three outs left for them to try to get back into this one. As we get started, we're going to see Cole Martin for the Festus Tigers for the first time today. Mannion still out there. Here's the pitch. Called strike, the first pitch. The sophomore trying to get his team into the championship.
Big moment here for him to be called upon.
Martin behind 0-1. Here's the pitch. Called strike, 0-2. Fastball, fastball. I feel like you might expect a breaking ball.
Yeah, especially that big hooking breaking ball that Mannion's got.
He throws the fastball high, trying to get him to chase. One ball, two strikes.
Way upstairs, above Martin's head. Yeah, no shot he's upstairs. Swinging at that.
About 6.5 feet high. One ball, two strikes. The pitch to Martin. He reaches down and lifts this one into left center field. Jaco waves everyone off and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Those outfielders have done a great job tracking those balls out there today.
Jaco's done a fantastic job all in all in this game. Home run, which basically got the game started all the way back in the first inning.
And now we'll see Andrew Douglas step up in the nine spot for Festus. One out in the inning, down to their final two outs of their season. Can they respond? Here's the first pitch. Called strike for Mannion. The Tigers definitely have the ability to put some runs up. They've had the base pass loaded in this game. Mannion, the 0-1. A weak chopper right back to Mannion. He fields it, takes his time, and makes the throw to first for the second out.
That's a huge out to get there with Douglas because the top of the lineup is coming up next, and you don't want a runner on at the top of the lineup coming up and only one out. You'd much rather nobody on and two outs. Much better situation.
So now Tyler Rystrom comes up with two out. His team needs two runs. Here's the pitch to Rystrom. He swings at the first pitch he sees, trailing back to make the play. It's Jace Bland, and the Central Rebels are headed to the district championship game after defeating the Festus Tigers 3-1. It was one run in the top of the first for Central, two in the top of the fourth. They proved to be the game-winning runs. The Park Hills Central Rebels are headed to the district championship. They defeat the Festus Tigers 3-1. We'll tell you more on the other side of this two-minute pause on Regional Radio.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
You are the master. Your masterpiece, the 2 acres of lawn right outside your door.
Ooh, nice job, honey.
Thanks.
You take pride in your property.
I couldn't do it without my lawn equipment.
You couldn't?
Nope, couldn't do it.
He couldn't do it.
Fleeg's Equipment in St. Genevieve and soon in Ludington has what you need to become the master, hustler, Cub Cadet, Case IH, and more.
Woo! Now that is one beautiful lawn!
Online 24/7 at Fleegs.com.
At First State Community Bank, we understand the best way to keep our community strong is to keep things local. We encourage others to shop local and bank local. And from lines of credit to merchant card services, we'll be sure to have the right solution for your small business. Remember, when it comes to your business, success starts here. First State Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at fscb.com.
First State Community Bank, success starts here.
Welcome back to Yanks Field in St. Genevieve. One semifinal in the books, so we have half of our championship game set, and half of that will be wearing red and white. The Park Hills Central Rebels advance into the district championship game after a 3-1 victory over the Festus Tigers. And we were debating on the break, Sean and I, about who should be the player of the game, and we think that it should maybe go to Drew Jaco. He had a pretty good game.
We were pretty split on that. If we had to pick, I think we could go with co-players of the game because initially he went with Mannion, but my pick was Jaco. And it's really hard to pick against Jayco. Nothing against Mannion. He had a good game. But Jayco, 2 for 2, a home run, a double. He also got walked on 4 pitches in his third at-bat. Played a good game out in center field as well. And he's the reason why they won this game. The game was decided by only 2 runs. They scored 3. He accounted for 2 of them.
And Dylan Mannion, 7 innings. He goes the distance in this one. 7 hits, 1 earned run, no walks, and 5 Ks. And, man, he got the job done when they needed him to get it done.
Yeah, he certainly did. He was great from beginning to end. And what I like, too, is he didn't walk anyone in this game. He had the 1 hit-by-pitch, which was that curveball. He just didn't get on top of it to get it inside the zone enough. And other than that, flawless game from him from beginning to end. And we believe that inning should have been over before with the questionable play back at first base.
One thing that I have to do, I have to mention the names on the Festus Tigers of Chandler Dix, Jake Wallace, Devin Williams, and Bryce Nolan. Those 4 guys are all 4 seniors suiting up in that Festus Tigers jersey for the final time over this weekend. So they'll have a chance to finish 3rd place in this district. But for those guys, it'll be the last time that I personally get to see those guys, as Chad Speaker will have the call for the championship games and such tomorrow. And for Festus, for those 4 guys, I mean, great careers, especially when you look at guys like Devin Williams, Chandler Dix, Jake Wallace, Bryce Nolan. Williams, not his traditional, you know, when we talked about his stat lines, a 1-1-1 ERA, a 6-2 record. Unfortunately, he's going to be on the hook for that loss today, but phenomenal career for that young fellow.
Yeah, Devin Williams is a fantastic pitcher, and it is a shame that he saved one of his worst starts of the season for, unfortunately, this game is one of his final games for Festus. I imagine he's going to be beating himself up a little bit over that, but you know what? He's had a heck of a season, and I'm sure he's going to do big things at the next level.
Absolutely. So one game in the books, a 3-1 victory for the Park Hill Central Rebels. They go to 12-12-2, according to Misha. Festus now 15-8. We'll step aside for 2 more minutes, and we'll talk a little bit about the game that we just saw and the game that we still have ahead of us. We'll do that next on Regional Radio.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Many colleges and universities claim they're the best, but if you truly want quality education that's affordable, Jefferson College is a great choice. Jefferson College can help you get the bigger paycheck you really want with over 40 amazing programs and flexible class options like online, evening, once a week, and accelerated formats to complete your degree fast. Ready to learn more at Jefferson College? Apply online now at jeffco.edu or call 636-797-3000 today and go Jeffco.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Summer is near. The YMCA has something for everyone. From May 16th through the 19th, pay a $5 joining fee when you become a member of the Jefferson County YMCA. That's a savings up to $95. Enjoy your favorite land and water group exercise classes, including Les Mills Body Pump, for free. Sign up for personal training, swim, walk, or run, and enjoy the free health consultation, child watch, and towel service. There's no contracts, processing fees, or annual fees. Call 931-9622. Visit gwrymca.org or stop by the Jefferson County Y today.
The Central Rebels are headed to the district championship game after a 3-1 victory over the Festus Tigers. Headed our way at this very moment, the head coach of the Park Hill Central Rebels, Ronnie Calvert, is headed our way, and be interesting to get a couple of his thoughts in this one. So let's maneuver, and then we'll throw him a headset on and see exactly about his thoughts in this one. Oh, we're all kinds of tangled. It's a rat's nest. I'll give you my headset, and I'll take this headset, and we'll do live radio.
Sounds good.
All right, Coach, you're headed to the district championship. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, it's fine with us. We played a good ball club today, and I really thought we were the better ball club today. I thought Dylan was awesome on the mound. He was very efficient. I know he threw less than 100 pitches today. It seemed like he just cruised through innings, and the couple innings where they did have base runners on, we dealt with it. We played a pretty good game all around today.
You guys dealt with it and then some. There was a couple of miscommunications, oddities during the game there in the third inning. But you stepped out a few feet and said something to your team, and whatever you said, it worked.
I was just telling them, you know, those kinds of things are out of our control. That's for me to deal with and not them. And the sooner that they can realize that you got to take umpires out of the game, good, bad, indifferent, you can't worry about that stuff because you can't control it. So I just kind of had that conversation with him. I said, the inning's over. What was called. It's over. Forget about it. I better not hear anybody talking about it or thinking about it or anything. We're moving on, and, you know, we were fortunate enough to have the right mindset moving forward.
I asked you before the game, how important is Drew Jaco to your team? A little more important today?
Well, he was important. I probably should have said a little bit more pregame, but he is our catalyst. He is the guy that gets us going. What he did early in the game was awesome for us. I said to both radio stations before this game, I said, if we were fortunate enough to play from a lead, working ahead, I really liked our chances. If we got in a hole where we were down 0-1, 0-2, whatever, you know, that makes it tough on a team that like us who struggles at times offensively. But if we played from in front, I really liked our chances. Giving Dylan a run to be able to pound the zone, that really helped us.
I got to ask simply, when did he figure out that curveball? Because he's got it figured out.
It took him a little bit. He's definitely locked in right now. He's got four pitches, and all four he can throw for strikes at any time in the count. There were multiple times today. Well, not multiple. There wasn't very many, but a few times today he was behind in the count, 2-1, 2-0, and I had no problem calling an off-speed pitch at that time. And any time you can do that with a high school kid, that's saying something about him.
It almost seems like that's his go-to. Like he trusts that more than anything he has, it seemed like today anyhow.
Well, that's – yeah, I'm telling you, he could have thrown any pitch today for a strike. He didn't miss very often, and when he missed – it was a purposeful miss. It was me calling him to miss off the plate or miss up or whatever. Wherever I called it today, that's where he threw it.
Is it safe to say that your favorite thing about him is that he's a sophomore?
Absolutely. he's been very productive for us for 2 years. For a sophomore to be on the mound against the one seed in the sixth and seventh inning, have a lead and pressure's on, they get a leadoff base runner on, and there's no expression on him, no change at all. A lot of times you see seniors that can't keep it together in those situations. So, once again, he was great today.
You going to stick around and scout?
I will be here, yes. I'm going to stay around.
So what are your thoughts? What do you think each team poses as a threat?
I know a lot more about North County than I do Windsor, but I know a little bit about Windsor. I think North County offensively can produce. I think especially the top and the middle of their order, you have to be very careful with, because at any time you got four or five guys in the middle of their order that can hit doubles, and that's a big thing in high school, because you hit a double, you're already in scoring position. So I know North County will have to kind of tame their offense. Windsor, I think if we play them, I think it'll be a little bit more of a low-scoring affair, and I think it'll come down to, you know, who makes the least amount of mistakes.
So after the year that you guys have had as a program, what does it mean to be in the championship?
It means a lot, but it would be even sweeter if we took care of business tomorrow, which there's no doubt in my mind that we can. We're playing great baseball right now. Offensively, we're starting to swing it a little bit. Base running, we're not making as many mistakes as we did early. Defensively, we're making plays. Defensively, the last few games, we've been awesome. We've made the plays we should have. And when we do that, especially when you got somebody like Dylan on the mound, you make the plays behind him when you're supposed to, you're going to win those games.
So how long do the guys get to enjoy this win?
I would say they'll get to enjoy it until tomorrow. Tomorrow it'll be getting your mind right for tomorrow.
Absolutely. We'll be here in I wish you the best of luck. Congrats on earning a spot into the championship game, and we'll be here tomorrow to see how things turn out.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the coverage.
Head coach of the Central Rebels, Ronnie Calvert, joining us on our post-game show. We'll step aside for 2 more minutes, and we've got more coming your way up next.
Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center can provide all of your adult and pediatric medicine and dental care needs, as well as mental health and substance abuse treatment. Hi, this is Tracy Wicking. We want to be your health care home. Call us at 481-6040 for more information or to schedule an appointment at our new facility in Hillsboro. That number again is 481-6040 or check us out online at mimoinfo.com. Comtree, health happens here.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
If you are planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, game two is only a few minutes away from getting started here. It'll be Windsor taking on North County in game two of our doubleheader on AM 800 KREI, as well as AM 1400 KJFF KREI Farmington, KJFF Festus. Sean Malone alongside Greg Armbruster. It was a 3-1 victory for the Central Rebels in the first game. They'll be taking on the winner of this game here, as we're just getting the lineups for both sides. For North County, taking the mound for them will be Sean Pruneau. And on the opposite side for Windsor, it'll be Stelling getting the start in today's game. Two starters. I haven't seen either of them. I'm not sure, Greg, if you've seen either of them yet this season, but I imagine with the teams they're on, they're pretty good starters.
I saw North County during the event at Wilson-Rozier, but that's been a little while. The one thing about North County is they've got a couple of guys that are pretty young, but they've got some serious talent in those guys. They've got a Dylan Cater, an older kid, the leader of the program, but Colton Poorman, they've got a couple of kids that are very young but are very, very talented. I mean, this is the North County team that won the large school regular season conference title. And here they are not being the one seed, as Festus was the one seed. They're already eliminated. And now you have a pretty competitive matchup between these two teams with North County and Windsor. It'll be interesting to see, because I think it's going to be the bigger names that really come through in this game, like a Dylan Cater, a Colton Poorman for North County, like a Todd Marshall for Windsor. It's going to come down to guys like that coming through and having key clutch at-bats in this contest.
Yeah, it certainly will be key clutch at bats. As we saw in the last game, Drew Jaco really stepped up. Going to be curious to see who steps up in this game coming up here. We're going to take a quick break and return. We'll have some interviews as we sit down with both the coaches for North County as well as Windsor here on AM 800 KREI Farmington and KJF Festus.
Hey, neighbor. I see you back and forth to the garage. What you got going on?
Right now, I'm updating my plumbing, and I'm making lists for all the home improvements I'll be doing this spring.
Really? Like what?
I'll be updating landscaping, I'll be adding tile floors to my bathrooms, new carpet to bedrooms, replacing cabinets in the kitchen, and adding new storm doors, all with Potosi Lumber.
It's not too late to think about spring home improvements. See Potosi Lumber, Highway 21 in Potosi.
Don't trust possibly the biggest investment you ever make to an internet lender. Quick decisions are unsafe decisions. Quick doesn't mean accurate. Quick doesn't mean it's right. A local lender who takes the time to listen can help safely find what is best, accurate, and right for you. At Ozarks Federal, our expert staff will help you safely through the process. Whether a first-time home buyer or a third-time homeowner, Ozarks Federal can help educate and prepare you for the biggest investment you might ever make. Ozarks Federal, the homeowners bank, your local equal housing lender.
Where you always get the sweet deal. Perfect.
Hi, this is Doug Ruther. At Ruther Ford, we know not everyone can afford a new Ford car, truck, or SUV. We even know not everyone can afford a late model pre-owned. So we have your low-cost alternative for the mechanic in your family. We call them wholesale cash specials. That's right. We have selected a group of vehicles that are not inspected and thus, even though they are in running condition, must be towed from our lot when purchased. And the prices, well, you need to come by and just see how low they are. We recently sold a 2005 Taurus for just $1,300, just to give you an example. These vehicles are not for everyone and are sold as is, exactly the way we receive the trades from the customer. So ask us about the wholesale cash specials at Ruther Ford. It's the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
Where you always get a sweet deal. Ruther Ford. Ruther.com.
You guys were supposed to play this game 2 days ago, but you're playing it today instead. How's your team been doing these last couple of days? Are they anxious, nervous? What's the feel of the team?
No, I'd say they're pretty loose. I mean, we've kept the practices pretty loose, you know, just getting them in, getting them out, and trying to stay sharp, you know, not trying to overanalyze and do anything or dwell on anything. You know, it's just high school baseball, and you don't want to put too much into it. Just see the ball, hit it, and catch it.
Have you done anything to practice for this field since it just got moved to this ballpark where there's a turf infield for the entire infield? It's not grass and dirt, even on the base paths.
No, we've already played on three of them this year, so this is not – we get 3-4 games a year on turf anyway, so it's not anything new for us. Kids aren't – it's not even a question. Kids actually, when they saw it, they liked it because they're like, oh, great, no bad hops. So, we play on several in St. Louis, so –
And what have you done to prepare to face off against North County in this game?
Oh, nothing. We worry about ourselves.
Just playing your game.
That's what we do because we have enough talent and we're deep enough pitching. And if we do things the right way that we're capable of and if we play to our potential, then we can beat anybody on our schedule. Now, if we don't do that, then we could lose today too. So, we just worry more about what we're going to do and not what the other team's doing.
You mentioned your pitching depth. Who's going to be on the mound for today's game?
Christian Stelling.
And what does Stelling throw?
He's mostly a pitch-to-contact kind of guy, keeps the ball real low. He's hits his spots quite a bit, and he's going to Jeffco next year, so we always feel pretty confident with him on the mound.
Nice. Is there any offensive key for your team today?
Just make sure we take good approaches and, you know, not try to get ahead of ourselves or try to do things that we're not capable of. Mostly just put the ball in play.
Coach Young, thanks for your time. Best of luck.
Thank you, sir.
We'll be right back on Regional Radio.
There's no place like home, but when age or illness turns home from a place of happiness into one of loneliness, it may be time to consider a healthcare facility. Whether your need is short-term rehabilitation or long-term care, St. Genevieve Care Center offers high-quality medical care complemented by a dedicated staff who offer warmth, wisdom, and the experience of caring, which makes their facility the next best thing to being home. Dignity, respect, care. St. Genevieve Care Center, 1010 St. Gen Drive in St. Genevieve. Medicaid, Medicare, private pay, private insurance, and hospice accepted.
Joined now on Regional Radio by Chris McLean. Coach McLean, your team comes in. You got to face the winner of this game that's going on right now, tomorrow if you guys win. But what's the game plan for today?
Today we're just going to go and try to do what we can take care of. Put the ball in play. Try to work ahead. Make the biggest key today is just making plays behind our guy we got going on the mound today. We got Sean Pernell going on the mound today, and he's been good for us this year. If we can swing the bats, put the ball in play, and make routine plays, I think we'll have a good shot of being in it at the end.
And what does Sean throw?
Sean, he's a fastball, curveball guy. He's a lefty. He spots the ball up well. He throws the ball well, and he's been good for us this year, so hopefully he can be good today.
And in terms of your team as a whole, supposed to be playing this game 2 days ago. How are they feeling? Are they antsy, ready to go, a little nervous?
Well, I think everybody's just excited to actually be out and play baseball today. It's been last couple of days, just with all the rain, it's being inside and having to get work in there. It's time to be outside and time to play baseball for this time of year, and I think everybody's excited about the opportunity to play today.
You're playing on a field that's a little unique, turf infield, grass outfield. Have you went over anything with your team about playing the field?
Well, we've played on this field earlier in the year. We played at Union, played down at Popper Bluff, so we've been on a few turf fields this year. We have also got a turf field at our place, football field, so we get a chance to get up there and take some ground balls. Turf plays different at different locations, but they've been on it enough this year. They already have a good idea of what to expect.
Any specific key for your team offensively coming into this game?
Well, you know, I think we've been swinging it pretty well. You know, it's just about putting the ball in play and trying to make something happen. We swung the bats pretty well the other day, and I expect them to do the same today. I think it's just about who can come out today and who can be mentally focused and who can get themselves prepared the best after these couple of days we've had off to get ready to play. So we're excited to play today, and I think it's going to be a good game.
Coach McLean, ladies and gentlemen. Coach, best of luck.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
We'll be right back on Regional Radio.
Citizens Electric would like to wish their hometown team, the St. Genevieve Dragons, best wishes in district play. They would also like to remind their members that it's not too late to participate in the Power Shift program for a $75 credit on your Citizens Electric bill. Find out more at CECMO.com and click on the Power Shift banner. That's just one more advantage to being a Citizens Electric member.
F.W. Harder Plumbing is proud to be a part of the Twin City area. F.W. Harder is employee-owned, and they offer a large selection of plumbing fixtures, hardware, and parts to do the job from the ground up. At F.W. Harder Plumbing, you'll get the answers to get the job done. Open 7:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, 8 to 1 on Saturdays. F.W. Harder Plumbing, located next to Sacred Heart Church on Bailey Road in Crystal City.
St. Francis, St. Genevieve County 911 Emergency Communication Center, Ozark Thunder Indoor Gun Range in Ledington, and Camelot Nursing Center in Farmington remind you that May 21st is Armed Forces Day. Originating in 1947, it combined the previous independent holidays for each of the branches of the armed forces. Its purpose to honor Americans serving in the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, and Coast Guard. St. Francis, St. Gen County 911, Ozark Thunder Indoor Gun Range, and Camelot Nursing Center proud to salute our men and women in uniform.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.